shook up. Why are you so shook up?
I'm not all shook up. I'm in the middle of a event. All right. All right, we are, we do have a quorum, and we're ready to go back in session. This is Congressional Affairs Committee meeting. It is Thursday, August the 22nd, and the first on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards? Congressman Walker? Chair Stabler?
Present. All right, next on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Potts?
Lord, we thank you for today. We just thank you for the rain. Just be with us and help us make good decisions for the Congress and set us up well to make good decisions for the nation. Just watch over us and guide us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thanks for sending out the documents early. I reviewed the minutes already, and I move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Next on the agenda are payables, and I was supposed to say, do we have one? Here it is. All right. This is the credit card statement, and it includes, did y'all receive a copy of it?
I don't think so.
I sent it in the email this morning.
Oh, okay. It was on an email this morning, she said.
I'm on it. So it's not in this packet?
No, right. It's not in your packet.
I'm waiting for it to download.
Oh, okay. Well, sir, so do you want to look at this one?
I can, yeah. That might be
faster.
I've got it.
Okay.
Well, mine's still trying to download.
Take a few minutes so they have a chance to look at it.
Nothing there.
Congressman Potts.
Motion to approve the payable to Citibank in the amount of $4,238.01.
I'm just trying to see what the big totals were.
$1,200 to Dropbox.
Dropbox, yeah. I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, thank you. I will go ahead and sign that now. Okay, we have a few items on the list for some discussion. Don't want to take too long. We do have an interview coming up, and we've got some discussion before we go into that interview too. So on the item six on the agenda is uniform computers, and that was just a small discussion I had with the staff. You know, recently we just went through all of the computer equipment. Our IT person is here today. He's trying to pull hard drive so we can take all that equipment and move it to the tribe, because there might be some people that could use it in the departments. But in the meantime, when we were talking about all these computers, that every time we have a new group of Congress members that come on, we order new computers, and we kind of take their lead as to what they want to order. Just what is it you want? And everybody picks out something, and there's a budget to it and all that kind of stuff. Well, that leaves us with a lot of random things. And so I was wondering if the committee is interested in looking at trying to make a more uniform selection for computers for new members when they come on and for replacements, or if it's truly important, I want what I want, don't care what everybody else gets. I just want to order my own thing. Are you following me? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, the years I've served on Congress, I find that some members are Mac users, some
sure,
members
absolutely.
Are
Mac or PC.
PC users. That's why I thought it would be best for them to be able to select whatever environment they're more comfortable in. Some members might be more comfortable with a laptop, some might be more comfortable with a tablet. I guess we could approve one out of each one of those. I think it's rather restrictive, though. Mm-hmm. I think mainly setting cost guidelines would be the best thing, and I think that's already pretty much set, but I'm not positive. So,
okay. I think we have docking stations just about on every desk now. But Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Having been in charge of our equipment before, it would help to have a Mac option, a PC option, and sure, if we want to have a tablet option, I don't care. But what we end up with is a tablet on a table that nobody ends up using, or we end up with a laptop that nobody knows how to use, and it creates a problem. So I'm kind of in support of, here's your PC option, here's your Mac option, here's your tablet option, that's it.
Well, the thoughts were also, because, you know, we have that lag time. There was that 2 weeks, 3 weeks that we really had to wait for our equipment to come in. And so that was also a thought, because we put in substitute until those came in, then they had to be reprogrammed again. And then if we went with the uniform option, we could actually go ahead and get that kind of ramped up and ready to go. As soon as election is over, somebody could say, I want Mac, I want PC. This is just a suggestion. I'm not saying we have to do it, but you know, it's Congressman Potts.
I can check with the clerk. I think that email went out the next morning to the incoming class here. It's just a process, and it takes a while.
It did go out the next morning. It's a matter of response time. We spend a month waiting on responses, and then we're not getting computers back for new Congress members until the week before session starts, and they're still trying to get stuff uploaded. And so the whole discussion that we had was that if we had something that was set, we could actually order it, knowing that there's six new members or six incumbents or whatever, there's going to be six computers ordered. If we knew what we were ordering ahead of time, we could just order it and have it here by inauguration, and then they're able to receive all their email and everything in a timely manner.
That seems simple enough to me. I mean, it seems clean.
But then if we're giving options, we don't have that ability, because we have to wait to see who's elected, who wants what, who responds, when they respond, and it ends up the week before session, we're still trying to get people their computers. And sometimes this last time, I think it was even after session started, we were still handing computers to people.
Okay. Congressman Potts.
To confirm all of that, it was a hassle just to try to get, but it's because we gave people an option of you pick. Mm-hmm. I think we had a Mac, a PC, and a tablet. You tell us which one, still within that allowance that's allowed by congressional rule, that would cut down, I believe, of you get a PC, you get a Mac,
or
your tablet.
Let's try it and see if we can get it to fly.
The bigger issue that you're going to have is the returning of equipment, because I haven't read the policy in a while, but it gives the member the option to hold on to old equipment in lieu of purchasing new equipment. I would say that is a practice that we need to look at of stopping, because what you're ending up with is
a 4-year-old computer.
8-year-old computers.
Or, yeah.
Or older. That we're not inserting into the rotation that's in policy. So the last time we revisited that, there's a rotation policy of when staff members get new computers, when members of Congress get new computers. And if you start to mess with, oh, well, I'm just going to keep mine and hold on to it, and you end up with an 8-year-old computer before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bigger problem to me than letting somebody choose what they got.
I can see that.
Sure.
Okay. Do we have any conclusion to this or to move forward with it or?
Somebody just called in.
I was going to say, if you need a motion, we can give you one, but I just say pick one PC, pick one Mac, and pick one tablet, and those are your options.
Okay. We can work with IT and get that set up because the shell can be built that way and everything's ready to go. Okay?
But it's not, I didn't think IT handled it. Does IT handle it now?
Well, we confer with them and we talk to them about pricing because a lot of times we can get it easier than going through. I'm not talking about Tribe's IT. I'm talking about our IT.
And it's Congress. Just purchasing. So the budget analyst will work with our IT specialist to go through and identify which one fits within the allowance and is best, and then it's purchased through the nation utilizing the purchasing department.
Mm-hmm. And also remember the policy of the nation is that when you have a laptop or whatever, that the hard drive gets pulled and wiped.
Yes.
You've got 4 or 5 year old computers on like.
Yes, matter of fact, that's what's going on today. I think we have over 10. Mm-hmm. Work on. There's a lot of them, and so he's here. He's working on it. Okay. So is that good?
And wiping the hard drive off for all the old computers.
Yes, and then we're going to transfer them to the nation. See if they want to use them for something. Okay. All right. So we'll try to move ahead with that then. Okay. Thank you all for that. Next one is on the equipment acquisition and. Can you go get Jeremy?
I can.
There's a couple of pieces that we would, one piece in particular we'd like to try to get ordered in and get set up before session starts, and then a couple of other small pieces. And since he's here, he's willing to talk to us about it. One is the upgrade for the white screen. Here. Oh, there he is. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
It's Jeremy Tolbert, and he's our IT specialist, and so I want to talk to us about upgrades on the equipment.
Okay.
Talk about the whiteboard.
I was asked if we could get a new tower to hook to the big screen, and for, I think, less than $1,000, which we definitely can, and we can get in within 2 or 3 days. So we could have it installed next week before session.
Right, and so that would help eliminate our freezing screen and all that business with the whiteboard. Yes, speaker.
I was just sitting here thinking and looking. It's just a burden for staff. It's cumbersome. We wheel it in, we wheel it out. You have to move around it. I'm just sitting here looking. What would the idea be to mount it on top of what is that? Brass or whatever that is.
We couldn't see it from there.
What if you had a bigger screen and you zoomed
in? A movie theater screen would probably have to be it. But I did notice that, especially during this session that's coming up, looking at the budgets and looking at the numbers, we've had to pull that screen way forward so we can see it. So.
Zoom and all that. I was just thinking because it just looks so.
They've got it in a pretty good place now. I think we've got an idea of how to get it hooked up. And,
right here?
The tower, we talked about increasing RAM to help with the speed, but instead, Jeremy's suggesting we just replace the tower. The tower's old.
Could there be any other supplemental screens that you can set up on tables or maybe 1, 2?
That
three,
I don't know.
That would match that.
You have to have 6 almost.
Well, back to back, maybe 1, 2, or 3, because sometimes it's really, really difficult, even for me. Glasses, no glasses, to see it. And if it would be nice if it also had an option here.
Is that just the resolution on the model that we have?
As far as how big it can go.
How big it can go or just how clear the print is.
Yes, so the tower will help with that, but the TV also plays into that too.
Mm-hmm. Just
another thought.
That was a loosely for committee meetings. You weren't using when the whole Congress is together. It would be nice to have a big screen back there.
It'd have to be a really big screen.
Right.
Congressman Potts.
I know In previous discussions, it was my understanding that we were hoping to wait on any new screen purchase, new microphone purchase, until we knew exactly where we were going to be. Because I agree, I'm tired of wheeling this thing in and out. It's cumbersome. Mm-hmm. But the plan, I thought, was to have something fixed that would pop up somewhere and could be hidden and looked good and didn't make us look like this.
Okay.
I'm still for that plan. Okay. If we're not going to be here.
Okay. Well, the increase on the increase on the tower, I think, is important before we get into session, so we can leave it at that. We want to, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Okay.
I am for the upgrade on the tower. If it's going to help our machine work better and not have freeze-up issues, and I agree that I think we need to work with what we have right now instead of trying to patch up technology in this location, because I don't know how long this location is going to be ours. So I support getting the new tower for this system that we have right now. Have we got our sound issues worked out when we WebEx? That's my question. Do we have our audio issues worked out when we WebEx meetings?
We haven't used WebEx in quite some time. We haven't even tested it in quite some time. The last time we tested WebEx, we had no problems here, but we controlled our settings here and at our desk when we were testing it. And I know that a lot of it's going to depend on the other end, whoever's WebExing in. Do they have their stuff set correctly or not? And I don't know how to how to tech that. I'm not that.
Okay.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards, did you have comments? Well, I would think that that has to do with the speakers on the whiteboard. Maybe? Settings on the whiteboard? Or you're saying on the other end?
It has to do with the camera. Currently, the only microphone, or it used to be, the only microphone that fed into the computer was the tiny microphone right there.
Oh, I see.
I think that the microphones have helped in some way because you're getting more audio.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Okay. I don't know that that's fixable without doing some research on it. I don't know.
It wasn't really fixable unless you bought a sound system that was compatible with it, which I think we've already done a sound system that may not be compatible with it because the sound system is built to go through the nation's system, not anything that we've purchased. So maybe Clerk can provide more clarity.
We did. If you'll remember, when we first moved down here and WebEx was an issue, we did get with Dawn and we directly tied Mixler.
Pull that microphone in, Shannon.
We directly tied Mixler to the tower, and we still had the same issues, even though it was feeding directly from Mixler, which was feeding from the microphones on the table.
But correct me if I'm wrong, that was still utilizing the floor mics?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Any solution? Congressman Potts.
I don't have a solution.
At this point in time, I don't know.
No.
We had a solution, but we chose not to take it.
And that solution was replacement of the board, or what? What was the solution?
Just like courtrooms and boardrooms and other places, you can have a system that amplifies and also provides enhanced sound. And you can take deposition in Iraq. You can see perfectly and hear perfectly. We had the people come out that knew how to do that system, and we had the money for it, and the last PA voted not to do it. And I don't see how that system might on a lot of different levels.
Congressman Potts. Seems like I remember.
If you need a new tower, let's get a new tower. I would hold off on a screen until we have a more permanent idea of where we're going.
Okay.
Because what you're going to end up with is a Philips recording device, a Cisco communication device for conference calls, and a Sharp communication device for microphones. And who knows what type of sound system. But I guarantee you it's not one of those three. So until there is a coherent message of where we're going regarding equipment, let's hold off on big expenditures. But if you need a new tower to run...
Congressman Fox, wasn't the system that we priced before April moved?
And
able to move,
they've
yes.
all been able to move.
Yes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So is this up for discussion? Does it need a vote in order to move forward with a new tower?
Well, we have another couple of pieces, so we could do
okay.
them individually, or we can do them all together.
Okay, let's go ahead and
do the others. Okay. Mr. Tolbert.
I don't know if the two laptops, is that what you're mm-hmm. wanting to discuss? So the two laptops have been quoted, and then I sent in some other options.
Okay.
The custom build from Dell usually runs 2 to 3 weeks. They do have some models that you can get that ship quicker. So we just need to decide kind of what direction we want to go with that.
And the two replacements, one is for Shanna, and one is for Mr. Gill.
And
they're upgrades and replacements to older computers.
What one are you wanting us to go with?
Do you remember which ones they are? Or do you have a proposal? Or you said they were under 1,000?
No, the tower was under 1,000. The laptops were anywhere from like 1,600, somewhere there, 1,700.
Do we want to try to get them on order now or wait till session is over? And because changeovers are hard.
Policy in my memory, we can pull it back out if we need. Two of your staff members get a new piece of equipment every 4 years.
That's what it is.
Okay, so if Walker if the clerk and the legislative council are the two that are up, I'm ready to go forward with them. I mean, you're coming up on...
Legislative council is not an employee anymore. He's an independent contractor.
Legislative council has always been supplied a computer.
We still provide him a computer.
So if those two are the...
That's part of his contract?
I don't know.
Regardless, two employee positions need to be purchased a computer. Whoever those go to service, if we're ready to move forward with those, I'm ready to go. And we're coming up on the end of the year, you're in the new fiscal year at the end of the next month, let's go.
Any other comments? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I think I heard Mr. Tolbert say that there's options here. There's some that can be pulled off the shelf and ordered for immediate delivery. There's, if you do customization work, 2 to 3 weeks out. So I'd like to have some discussion about where we are. And also one more question. Does Mr. Gill know that he's up and we're considering new equipment for him?
I have not spoken to Mr. Gill.
Because,
neither have I. I was just told there was two laptops.
And the only reason I'm asking, and I'm no tech person and I'm not an attorney, but I know that he keeps pretty massive files on what he's done here. I don't know when the last time Mr. Gill has got a computer. I don't know if migrating is easy for him to do before we start a session. Those are some of my concerns if he's been consulted.
The two have aged out, so they're ready for replacement.
Right.
Congressman Potts.
And I believe this would be the third rotation, which would be the last cycle, and these two would be the final two that are the oldest. Is that correct? So.
Clerk.
And Mr. Gill, I know he had some significant issues with his computer during the spring session and with it shutting down on him and constantly having problems with it. So he did a lot of work from home, from his computer on home, but when he would come here, he was having significant issues continually.
Have we backed up all the information that he has on that computer for the car?
I'm getting nods. Yes, we have.
Everything's
everything's on the server. Congressman Potts.
So I guess for Jeremy, the 1692 is the custom build and the 1546 would be off the shelf.
I don't know if you guys, did you give them a copy of?
I don't have what you printed out.
Okay. So the two quotes that you're seeing is from the Nation IT.
Okay.
And I think there's pretty good, those are custom built, so there's probably at least two to three week lead time on the ones that you're seeing.
So I'm looking at two quotes from the Nation.
Correct.
So what did you find though? Were yours higher or lower?
Yeah, so there's a different model with basically the same specs that you can get that ships next day. So you can get within a few days.
And what's that amount?
It's real similar. So it came out at $1,628.
$1,628 even?
No, $1,628.09 actually.
And that's your off the shelf to spec for you?
So basically it's almost identical, it's just a different model that they have pre-built.
What were those other prices again that you had from the Nation's IT?
I've got a Dell Latitude 5590 at 1692.60.
Okay.
And then a
I think the difference between those two quotes from the Nation is warranty, if I'm not mistaken. There's ones with just a 3-year, the other ones with a 5-year.
Okay. And the one that you brought is for how? What's the warranty on it?
I think I did a 5-year. If he can double check on that.
Clerk.
Another difference that Mr. Tolbert discussed with me as well was that the processor is different on the one that he quoted us versus the one that the Nation quoted us. He can give you more information on that, but the processor was different in the actual laptop as well.
Yes, the one that the Nation gave was an older generation processor, so it was not necessarily half the speed, but the one that is pre-built is kind of twice the power.
Twice the speed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How would y'all like to move forward? Go ahead and make a motion on this one for 1628 or... Price seems reasonable in the trio, so. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Like, I guess it's what our objective is. If it's to get them here before session and get them, so they'll have the ability to migrate over to their new laptop, then I think we need to go with an off-the-shelf model. I don't know what we would customize on a customizable model. I don't know what Mr. Tolbert would recommend for the customization.
I actually would recommend the off-the-shelf model.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot of difference in the customization.
Okay.
All right. Congresswoman Edwards, did you have any comment?
No, other than I had written and said that my computer needed to be diagnosed and repaired. Now, whether I should do what I typically do is just go to the Mac store and have them diagnose it. Last time it was like $1,100 to fix it. So we didn't do it, but I've got my laptop in a bad way, so I just need guidance on how I'm supposed to get it fixed.
I have no information there. Congressman Potts?
I mean, this is all from memory, but I believe you do have Apple Care that was purchased for an additional 3 years. So you had 4 years of coverage through Apple Care. We can look through records to find that at the time of purchase.
Okay, so we'll ask the clerk if she can research that, and we'll get back to Congresswoman Edwards on her computer situation.
Okay, so you can do it before session starts.
Okay. Okay, sure. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So how do you want to proceed? Do you need a, are we still looking at, so two computers and
two
a tower?
Two computers and a tower.
And what's our process after this? Do we have to still send that to procurement or?
The laptops would be direct order.
Direct order,
and
okay.
And the tower's a direct order?
Same, yes.
What's tower's the same, it's a direct order. Price on the tower?
I didn't spec it out, but I know it's less than $1,000. That was what was asked. I can look up the price if you need it.
Can I make a motion for a 3-minute recess?
So moved. Over the second.
Okay. So we'll go into recess for just a few minutes here.
Check our